Our theme for this Christmas is peace on earth, and it's taken from that song that the angels sang to the shepherds. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. Peace, of course, is something that we all long for. I'm very conscious of those who will be spending this Christmas in precarious circumstances because they live in war zones. And I think of the tiny but ancient church in Gaza, brothers and sisters in Christ whose lives have been devastated, along with all Palestinians, in the seeming unending war between Israel and Hamas. And Jesus himself was born into such a precarious existence. King Herod sought to eliminate the infant Jesus as a threat to his own power. And the Holy Family became refugees fleeing to Egypt. But peace in the Bible is not just the absence of war. The word used in the Jewish scriptures, what we Christians call the Old Testament, is shalom. It conveys a sense of wholeness and harmony and joy between people, between men and women, between ourselves and the created world, in ourselves, and between us and God. For all those aspects of shalom, peace, we need the final one, don't we? We need peace with God. That's what the angels sing. On earth, peace to those on whom God's favour rests. We need God's favour to rest upon us to find shalom, peace. So how can we find God's favour? How can we find the shalom, the peace of Christmas? In his book, Not the Way It's Supposed to Be, theologian Cornelius Plantinga describes sin as the vandalism of shalom. God has made the world to be a place of shalom. He's for shalom, and so anything that breaks shalom, he's against. And we see that vandalism all over the place. We recognize, sadly, our own personal agency and responsibility in this. We choose to be cruel or mean or spiteful. Sometimes these are reactions to how others treat us, but we make the hole in the fabric of shalom bigger. But we also recognize that we're also enmeshed in cultures and structures that move us. Kind of, they're bigger than us, and they move us to destroy the peace of this world. So we're victims as well as agents. How can we find shalom, peace, this Christmas? Well, the answer is the baby whose birth we celebrate, Jesus. The prophet Isaiah, 700 odd years before Jesus' birth, named him as the Prince of Peace. When the angel appeared to the shepherds, did you notice? They were terrified. To encounter God and his glory is to be exposed for who you really are. The poet T.S. Eliot wrote, "Humankind cannot bear too much reality." If we're all complicit in the vandalism of shalom, the prospect of an encounter with God is terrifying. And there's a kind of atheism which refuses God because the thought of him existing is simply too much. But what does the angel say? Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. If Jesus is the Prince of Peace, then it's in these three titles by which the angel names him that we see how he brings shalom. He is the Savior. He is the Messiah. And he is the Lord. I'll see if I can call that up for us. Here we go. There we go. So let's have a look at those three titles just briefly: the Saviour, the Messiah, and the Lord. First, Jesus brings peace because he is the Saviour. Part of our problem as human beings is our pride. We think we can save ourselves. We can fix all the problems of this world. All it takes is the right program, more resolve, being better people. But if the reality is that we're enmeshed, that we're victims as well as agents, thinking we can save ourselves is part of the problem. It's like that Simpsons episode where Homer wanders into a tar pit and says, "Don't worry, I'll just pull my feet up with my hands, and I'll just pull my hands up with my face." You know, it's completely absurd. No, we need a Saviour to rescue us, to pull us out of the muck. Jesus is the Saviour because he has come to rescue us from sin and even death itself. In John's Gospel, Jesus says, "Anyone who sins is a slave to sin, but if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." And this is why Jesus is also called the Redeemer. To redeem something is to buy it. And the image was taken from the ancient slave market, where you could go and redeem a slave. And so elsewhere in the New Testament, we read that in Christ we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. The one whose birth we celebrate this day grew up to die upon the cross. He saves us through his death, which brings us forgiveness of our sins. And through this forgiveness, through this great rescue, we find peace with God. That broken shalom is restored. Second, Jesus brings peace because he is the Messiah. Messiah is the Hebrew equivalent of Christ in Greek, and they both mean anointed. The ancient kings of Israel, going back to great King David, were anointed with oil as a sign of them being chosen by God for their role as king. There are a great many prophecies in the Old Testament that one day God would send a king in David's line who would establish God's kingdom of justice and peace forever. And so also, again, the prophet Isaiah proclaimed of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. And now the angel announced to the shepherds that this long-promised king has finally come, born this day in Bethlehem. As God's king, Jesus brings shalom because his law is one that builds peace. Jesus famously says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they would be called children of God." To follow Jesus as king is to live under his law and to follow his example of love and to share his peace. It is to be the kind of people who weave themselves into the torn fabric of this world to bring shalom, healing, wholeness. And he is the king for whom we wait, who will come again to bring peace between the nations of this world and make all things new. And finally, Jesus brings peace because he is also the Lord. The forgiveness of sins, bringing an eternal kingdom of justice, peace on earth, these all seem fabulously impossible. How on earth could a baby born in Palestine 2,000 years ago possibly do all these things? Well, the answer is because this is no ordinary baby. He is the Lord. And the word Lord here doesn't just mean master. It was the title that the Jews used when they spoke of God himself. 9 months earlier, the angel told the astonished Mary that she would become pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God, the angel said. By calling Jesus Lord, the angel tells us that Jesus is none other than the eternal God, maker of heaven and earth, now come in the flesh. He's the eternal Son of the Father, now born to Mary. And this is the reason Jesus can bring forgiveness, a rescue from sin and death, an eternal kingdom of justice and peace on earth. No one could do this but God himself. And in Jesus, God has become one of us to bring us his peace. It's as we come to Jesus that we find God's favor rests upon us. So no wonder the great hosts of angels sang with exultant joy that first Christmas carol, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." And the question for you and for me is, what will we do with this good news of great joy, of peace found in Jesus? Well, the shepherds show us, don't they? Like them, we have heard this news and heard the angel's song. And what do? They go to see this thing which has happened. Jesus says, "Seek and you will find." And that is what the shepherds did, didn't they? That's what we too can do today. We can seek Jesus in the pages of the Bible. We can seek Jesus in the praises of his people. We can seek him in the community of his body, the church. We can seek him in prayer. If you have not found him yet, then seek him today. Ask those questions and you will receive and you will find. Then, having found the one for whom they sought, the shepherds spread the word. They told others of all that they'd been told about this child. I wasn't forced, just bubbled out naturally. They couldn't keep it in, this wonderful news of great joy. And they returned to their fields, praising God and glorifying him. They returned to the same old life, the same old work and place and circumstances, but they returned changed. They returned full of praise to God, such that their life became one of worship. Friends, do you long for peace? Well, hear today the good news of great joy. Today, a Savior has been born. He is the Messiah. He is the Lord. He is the Prince of Peace. Will you seek him today with the shepherds? If you've found him, will you worship him? And will you let the good news of joy and the peace of his birth bubble out to those around you? so that they too may come and find his peace. May God bless his word to our hearts, and may we find in Christ the Prince of Peace, the peace and joy we seek with God. Amen.